This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm Tyler Pratt. On August 11th, a music event for your radar. If you're in San Luis Obispo, Saturday night, there will be another installment in the For the Folks benefit concert series. Each show is crafted to the style of music in order to create the best possible experience for performers and an audience. For example, Saturday's show has been billed as having an everybody dance atmosphere. I sat down with For the Folks organizer Ben Belize to talk about what the music scene is like here on the Central Coast and why it's well situated for someone to discover a wide variety of music.
The nice thing about a live performance is that there's the give and take. And a lot of times artists who come in, they might have, you know, they traveled 5 hours, 6 hours, and they come in, and if you open up your arms and say, hey, we're so glad you came, like, we made you some dinner, or we have people coming, they're excited, people always go, oh, wow, this is incredible. And all these artists have, almost every time out, they take me aside and say, you guys have something magical here, you have an incredible spot. And I say, yeah, I know, it's why I like living here. And so it kind of showcases, our shows showcase the kind of the best parts of the Central Coast. And as part of that, we support nonprofits and sort of pressing causes that we believe in. And it allows us to take that inspiration that you feel when you hear and see live music and sort of to take that one more step and allow it to sort of infiltrate the everyday life that, of making a place where we want it to be.
So you have a show coming up real soon, right?
Yeah, on August 11th. That's Saturday night. And Midtown Social is the headlining band. They're a soul and funk band from San Francisco. There's about 7 or 8 of them. And to watch them play, I mean, they're incredible, but also they're always smiling at each other. And and they're having a great time. And, to be in the audience, it's something else. And they're a band that's growing pretty quickly, and rightly so, because they're very, very good. And so it's nice to have them come to a small place like Bang the Drum, where you can see that and they can see you and they can say, oh, wow, you guys, we like coming here. Like, well, we'd love to come back this low. So they're the main band, and the Turkey Buzzards from Morro Bay are opening. Those guys are great. They played our very first show 3 years ago. And
what kind of music are they?
They are a folk duo. And so they tell stories with their songs, and a lot of times Dylan will start off a song by saying, oh, this is a song about when I got punched in this very bar. And that's the story behind that one. So they're very, they're hardworking. They care an incredible amount about their music and the music of others. And so they're one of my favorites around here. And so those are the two bands. And then we're supporting the Young Center for Immigrant Children's Rights this time out. What we do is we split the proceeds between the bands and a nonprofit. And what this organization is doing is advocating for immigrant minors who are unaccompanied and are here. Sometimes it's 3- and 4-year-olds, and they might not know the language, and they might be fleeing dangerous and violent situations, and they're caught up in whatever system or current decisions that whoever's made that has kept them from their families and things. So we're raising money to help their process and get kids in safe situations, get them back with their families, and sort of use our voice to say, like, hey, this is the kind of country we want to be. This is the kind of welcoming people we want to be. And it's how we do our shows. And it's also, there's a symbolic gesture as far as, everyone coming together and putting some money together to send to people who are doing things we believe in. It's important to, especially now, but to use the voice you have. And I feel like we can, you can feel small a lot of times and unheard. But when people come together, that's when you become powerful. And so that's sort of the idea behind, for the folks and what we've been building for 3 years.
Well, let's talk about you for a second. Where did this sort of this passion and caring nature about music come from?
It comes from playing, but I also see that when I moved here, all these people sort of welcomed me in. I said, "Oh, I worked in a fishing boat, and I didn't even really know what slow was," and people just welcomed me in. They're like, oh, this is wonderful. And I sort of looked around, and this was when the old Slow Brew was closing, and that was a great venue. And I kind of looked and I thought, you know, who's out there putting out a stage for the emerging artists, the people who are like, you know, they've quit their jobs or they're working through the night and stuff to support their own music. And they're on their way, but they're not there yet. They're not commanding like a big stage because they're newer at it, or they're young, or they've just formed this thing. So what I wanted to do was be able to fill that void of creating special events that show musicians that people care. They're not just, you know, it's not just background music. It's not just like, you know, you go to a bar and there happens to be a band there. It's people want to know the music and to know the musicians. Because when you're playing and you look out and people are, you know, like, it's great if people are there regardless, but, you know, you always wonder, do they like it? Or, you know, is anyone listening? Like, I agonized over these lyrics, and I wonder if anyone, you know, if they're, you know, sitting with anybody. And what we're saying is, yes, yeah, they are. Like, this means a lot to us. And I think that's really important to let people know that, because then they keep creating music.
For anyone that's listening right now and isn't familiar with the San Luis Obispo music scene, can you talk about it for a little bit?
As far as traveling musicians, it's a great spot because it's right in between some major hubs, and it makes sense for musicians on the road to come and stop here. Plus, it's gorgeous.
And absolutely.
It's a good excuse to come. We have the nice thing about where we are is that we have lots of people who are excited to do the kind of thing that I'm doing, is to present music in a way that they think is going to be enjoyable. And we don't necessarily have like a go-to venue. You know, there's a lots of different ones, and they're all a little, you know, they're all unique, but it's kind of we don't have the infrastructure that like Santa Cruz has or even Santa Barbara. You know, we're small, and we have a smaller reach as far as who we can bring out to shows. And so, you have to be creative and think of like, okay, like, is this going to work here? Is it a good time of year? Like, are people out of town? Like, is there another show that I'd rather not be in competition with, or I want to go to? You know, I always check and see what Good Medicine has and stuff, because I don't want to book a show at the same time as something that I would really want to go to. And it's nice. It's not, I don't see it as a competitive industry, although that's, you know, you can take it as that. But it's, you know, if you sort of work together and you take the outlook that, hey, we're all doing the same thing. If we're on the same page, then it'll be better. And, you know, so there's a lot of people who are sort of, you know, excited about presenting music, and then that, you know, that makes for better opportunities for local artists. And when you get a lot of traveling bands in here, you're going to connect sort of our emerging artists with them, and that's you know, that's how music works, is you have someone who's already gone through the ranks, and then someone plays in front of them, and they say, oh, you're great, you should, you know, we'll help you along the way. And that's kind of the idea, is everyone's helping each other along. So it's not, you know, the idea of like of music being like lots of egos and competition and cutthroat, like, it's not that anymore. And when it's like that, it's pretty obvious that someone's not getting it. You know, you see it with bands, like, they're very supportive of each other. And, you know, if you play violin and you see someone who's a better violinist, you're not sitting there trying to, you know, bring them down. You're learning from them. And that goes throughout the whole industry. So, you know, that's why we listen. That's why we go to music. That's why we don't just sit at home and put on earphones, because you want to see people. And, you know, what I always say is, like, you're being seen, you know, like, you're not, it's not a movie. Like, the people up there can see you too. And when you can sort of break down that stage, it's not this, oh, I'm the artist and you're the audience, and, you know, it's a one-way conversation. When you make that a two-way conversation, that's when you get some special things going on.
Why don't you go ahead and remind everybody when the show is going to be and who's going to be playing, and kind of give, you know, your 30-second pitch in case anyone's tuning in right now.
All right, yeah. It's on August 11th, on this next Saturday night at Bang the Drum Brewery. The doors are at 6:30. It's all ages. Proceeds go to the bands and this nonprofit that's helping reunite immigrant kids with their families. And the bands are one local and one from San Francisco. The Turkey Buzzards are from Morro Bay. They'll start things off. They're a folk duo. A lot of great writing and well-chosen covers. And then Midtown Social is the funk and soul band from San Francisco, and they're nothing but fun. So it's if you haven't been to one, it's not something to be missed. And it means the world to me. And I love seeing new people out there and people telling their friends, because the more people we have, the more special of an event that it becomes.
Ben Belize with For The Folks Music, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.